Welcome to Time Audio. Enjoy. The difference between digital and a physical label. Just a few short years ago, the very idea of starting a record company for many businesses, let alone an individual, would have been unthinkable. Why? The costs. Any organization doing their homework would soon have realized that, putting a modest record company together, a minimum investment of $350,000 would have been needed. This would have enabled a modest office sufficient to hold yourself, a secretary, an A&R manager, a talent scout, a plugger/promoter, and a receptionist. You would also have needed a copyright and royalty manager. Your next task would have been to acquire solid commercial product with emphasis on commercial. Finding recordings was one thing, as is the case today, finding good solid commercial product was critical if you wanted to survive in the industry. Unless you were able to acquire finished masters from, let's say, a manager or production company, on a so-called lease tape deal, you would have had to pay for the recordings yourself. In addition to hiring a studio, you would also have needed the services of a producer and a recording engineer, although the engineer's costs are usually included with the studio hire, thus eating further into your $350,000 budget. Assuming your product proved to have commercial substance and then, after heavy promotional costs, sales from your first album had started finally to feedback from around the world, 80% of your income would have been swallowed up paying out royalties to the artist, producer and music publisher, mechanical license, not to mention salaries, expenses, and general overheads, office rent, rates and so on. You would also have needed a reputable manufacturer. By now, you will have deduced that putting a physical record company together was not something for the faint-hearted. Securing the next phase was often where many a brave CEO/managing director might finally have fallen on his sword. What am I talking about? Distribution. Getting your vinyl, cassettes, CDs, and not forgetting videos to promote the records, to the all-important retail stores, would have been considered extremely tough and competitive. Indeed, getting a distribution deal was one of the most daunting tasks facing any new physical record company. Distributors, ever mindful of retailers' reluctance to stock their precious shelf space with new and unknown artists, would, unless such record company was able to convince the distributor they had a substantial promotion budget lined up for the artist's release, would have had a very tough time securing a distribution deal. So you, with your brand new physical label, would have been forced to plow ever more money promoting your new release in the hope of getting it on the playlist, just to secure that elusive distribution deal. At this stage, you might well be doubting your own sanity, or getting your hands round the throat of the bright spark who gave you the idea of starting a record label in the first place. So, what was it that actually rekindled a spark of interest amongst ordinary folk with little hope of achieving anything in the music industry, much less run a successful record label? Enter the golden dawn of digital music, and the birth of new ideas. Suddenly every artist, songwriter, producer, engineer and manager who once dared to contemplate starting a/her own physical label but didn't have a $350,000 budget, was suddenly empowered with the opportunity of not just being able to start and operate his/her own label, but actually being able to compete with the majors and independents, and all for around the price of a laptop computer. Unlike the older physical system of starting and operating a label, with all its huge overheads, in digital you can actually start a catalog and go at your own pace without the need to employ several staff. Of course, as you grow, there's nothing to stop you. Indeed, many digital labels have a number of individuals working together. Outsourcing is also extremely popular, and a great time saver. Fiverr.com, for example, is a great resource center for anyone looking for a number of services such as creating artwork, promoting your website, video voiceovers, and so on. You can start your label with just 2 recordings, then build your catalog from there, concentrating on your own niche or special area of music, testing and probing the markets as you go along. Compare that to a physical label spending wads of money hoping for a record to chart. Failure to chart would have spelt disaster for many a physical independent and domestic label. Not so for a digital label. If a recording doesn't sell, the solution is simple. You delete it from your website and from your catalog. Updating your catalog can be done in minutes. In fact, some digital labels regularly update their catalogs every few days. There are those convinced that digital music is being killed off by piracy. In truth, the music industry enjoyed an increase of 8% based on figures from IFPI. Losses recovered from piracy by digital platforms has actually created more stable and secure sites, giving a boost and pushing up profits. A projected music share of 55% is estimated for downloads of digital music outselling physical sales by 2016.